Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Age of Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies.
Mini episode.
And tonight.
Tonight.
We just celebrated leap year the only way we could. Dune Part 2.
Yeah!
That's right, bitches. It's out in theaters now. Spoilers, give them all your money and go check it out.
Oh, no. Shut up and take my money!
So yeah, we've been waiting for this one since, I don't know, about the time we realized the first one is only the trailer. But the greatest 2.5 hour trailer of all time. But yeah, part two, yeah. Guys, I'm gonna warn you. You don't want to go into part two without seeing part one.
Just watch part one. You need the setup.
Just watch the glossary, the prefixer, whatever, part one, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, Dune part two. All the gang from the first one.
Was it
Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Josh Brolin, Rebecca Ferguson, Charlotte Rampling, blah, blah, blah.
No Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa in part two, but maybe part three, we'll see. No.
Oh my god, you guys were so excited for Dune Messiah!
Yeah. Part two, we're bringing in Academy Award winner Christopher Walken, Florence Pugh, Austin Butler, basically everybody's favorite characters. Oh yeah, Stellan Skarsgård still in it. I forgot to mention him from part one. Guys, it's a star-studded cast. Denis Villeneuve, the director. Blah, blah, blah. Babe, yeah. We watched it.
We did. Florence Pugh kept her pants on the whole time.
Spoilers! Guys, we're gonna... So a couple weeks ago, I wrote down a couple questions that I wanted answers to, having seen part one, what, 3 or 4 times now?
Yeah, like 5 times now.
And kind of knowing where part two goes from here, and what they kind of left out in part one. Questions I want answered. So, this first part's going to be spoiler-free, but it's going to answer my questions from before.
Sorry, real quick, before getting your questions, okay. I have one question for you.
What's that?
Did it get weird enough for you?
Babe, top of my questions. Actually, I'm sorry, second of my questions. How are they going to handle the weirder shit? So we'll get to it. We start off. My first question was, are we going to see every step of the montage from the 1984 version where he progressed to be the leader of the Fremen, or are they just going to cut straight to the jihad to save time and emphasize on that?
We get 2.5 hours to fill, babe.
Yeah, you get to see the steps.
Pretty much this entire movie is kind of the steps.
Yeah. I mean the big battle at the end, though. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So, in the 85 one... it's several years. In this one, they do it, spoiler, across about 9 months.
Yeah, about 8. Or 6 to 8, somewhere in there. I don't know, yeah, we were trying to figure it out, because there was at one point about 1.5 hours into the movie, I'm like, is this still, like, day 4 for him? And he's already ascended the tower? Like, oh, no, I must have went and took my leak or whatever, and it was like, time has passed. You tell time by the curvature of the mom's stomach.
That is 100% the only way to tell time.
Yeah. So yeah, you get the progression. Speaking of progression, the main thing about this one,
yeah,
every character is like a full-blooded character. Yes. The mom has more of an arc than being the cum receptacle of Duke Leto.
She's not just a cum dumpster. She's not just a psychic cum dumpster.
Guys, you know what I mean. Usually, like, for the 84 one, because they had to cut so much out, it was basically, Paul is the one that has character arc. Everybody else, fuck them. They're good or they're bad.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
But like, yeah, like, the mom has her own thing with, with, you know, little baby Aaliyah.
Baby Aaliyah! Whatever.
The Baron's kind of the same, but,
yeah. No, but you see more of his motives, and you see, you get more, you know, you see part of the, I guess, like, you know.
More of the wheels turning in his head.
The wheels turning, and yeah, like.
Strategizing.
How he is the same ruthless to, like, he kills his servants on a whim, and he will kill his family members on a whim. All of it is for him to get his way.
Yeah. Chani, not just a cum receptacle like in the 84 movie. She has her own, my God, she almost has her own feelings and opinions on things.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
She is a strong female warrior who has opinions.
Stilgar, leader of the Fremen, or at least that tribe or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's kind of what, you know, the first part one, he's kind of the, I'll believe it when I see it. Spoilers, he sees it, and then he kind of turns religious zealot almost towards the end. And
the Fremen get a really good filling out. It's almost like they were a DS9 character.
Each tribe is a little different. The north and the south, they're almost like airbender colony, or, you know.
you get the vibes. Yeah, that definitely, like, each siege has, like, its own version of its religion, and that you get some resentment around the mothers, the witches.
The Bene Gesserit.
The Bene Gesserits.
And then my next question. How are the new characters, like the Emperor, the Princess, and of course, everybody's favorite, Fade Ralpha, integrated?
Yeah.
Follow-up question. Will Florence Pugh be naked for most of her scenes again? Spoilers, she's say overdressed.
Yeah. Oh, she is head-to-toe. she's in straight-up armor at one point.
Yeah. Most of the movie, she's in the Princess from the Neverending Story or whatever outfit.
Very much so.
and then towards the end, she also has, I don't know, some sort of weird armor over her face. I don't know. It's pretty, I guess. She has an arc.
Spoilers.
Guys, the book's 60 fucking years old. But they do take some detours
they hint at it in the 85 one. We know from, you know, the 85 one and the first one, basically everyone born in power is, has been bred there and put there specifically by the Bene Gesserits.
Yeah.
So in this one, because the princess is a woman, she is part of the Bene Gesserits.
Yep.
She's in with, the plotting mothers.
How about the Emperor, babe?
Christopher fucking Walken!
I mean, okay, so Christopher Walken, you see, I mean, he's not in a whole lot of the movie, but you kind of see the 90s Walken you want to see, like the King of New York, Frank Black, kind of, like, still just like the, I don't know, the strong Christopher Walken, even though he's, you know, in his 80s or whatever now.
He's an old man, but he's a force to be reckoned with, and he feels that way.
He's not the guy from Geely talking about putting ice cream on his fucking head.
Boy.
And babe, how about Fade Ralpha? What'd you think?
I thought he did a great job, but he's no Sting. I wanted more personality, but they did a good job proving that he's a psychopath.
Yeah. Going into the movie, it's like, oh God, Fade Ralpha is going to be played by that guy from Elvis who, I mean, guys, spoilers for Elvis, just wearing a bunch of makeup and doing a few moves, and that makes his performance. So in this one, they completely cover him in makeup and have him do a few moves, and God damn it, he does it pretty good.
I don't know. He's not as charismatic as Sting.
I thought he did great.
I thought he did fine, but I don't know. It's hard to beat Sting's performance in that 85 one.
So with the Harkonnens in general, were you expecting more of the, like, over-the-top villainy?
I wanted
as opposed to just kind of the more menacing villainy?
They turned him into, like, quiet plotting geniuses, and I wanted a little bit more over-the-top.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they could have gone a little bit crazier. They're like they are the most powerful house in the galaxy. Like, it's hinted at that because they're in control of the spice production, they're more powerful than the Emperor in most settings. They can be a little bit crazier. Like, yeah. They downplayed a lot of it. I mean, that being said, Fade Rotha keeps a harem of cannibal women.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, the weirder shit. How are they going to jump into that? No. No, I guess there's more, there's a wide range of villainy between, you know, Hannibal Lecter, the like menacing, you know, just kind of well thought out. And I don't know, John Cleese from Rat Race, kind of over the top kookiness.
But you say kookiness. I don't need John Cleese from Rat Race.
What?
But I needed a little bit more kookiness. I needed something a little bit fun.
Yeah, there were a couple moments, but it was definitely like just keeping it menacing. And yeah. I guess it's more tonally matched with the film, because again, even with like Paul and the good guys and stuff, you don't really get a whole lot of. A lot of yelling, you know, per se, like a lot of over the top.
I mean,
stuff,
you say that, but the second half of the film, not sure Paul can control the volume of his voice anymore.
Well, babe, if you're riding a sandworm, you have to yell. Spoilers. No, not a spoiler.
Oh, we knew that scene was coming. They did that scene so much justice, but it was missing Toto's big grand score.
Well, babe, what about your favorite new character? Aaliyah.
Oh, so she is in this.
She is in this.
But she's all in utero.
She's
fetus. And everybody's... Yeah, she is fetus. She's still fetus witch. And I did really like the way they played. Nobody's sure if Jessica's losing her mind or if she actually has a powerful being inside her.
Yeah.
Because nobody's ever given the water of life to a pregnant woman. So yeah. They literally have no idea and they all fear everything about it. But I wanted Baby Witch. I love Baby Witch.
Do get to see it grown up, Aaliyah, for half a scene.
We did. Yeah, next to.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of Meta-Human Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first 6 issues in a collected hardcover volume 1. All you got to do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of Meta-Human Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.
And it's going to get awkward, I think, in part 3. It's going to be great. So speaking of weirder shit,
What was the quote that I was for you? Incest over honor?
Who will Paul impregnate? Will it be the Princess Irulan? Shani?
Yes.
His sister Aaliyah?
Yes.
Or anything?
Yes.
Will it be Stilgar?
Yes.
The Reverend Mother.
Yes.
Literally Mother. Yeah, it's going to be great, guys. All right, so speaking of the weirder stuff, my next question, is Aaliyah conceived in the spice orgy from the movie? Spoilers, she is not.
No spice orgy.
But how are they going to handle the other weirder stuff? Like, the navigators.
We still don't have navigators.
Still don't have navigators. Still
don't
have the giant shrimp.
People.
How about heart plugs and heart valves?
Skipped right over those.
The weirding way and the module gets... Okay, so after watching part 1 again, I was like, oh, okay, I think with their the little flashlights or whatever they used to like dig through there and the vibrations and all that, and it was kind of like pointing like, no, this is like also how the sandworms go through so fast. It's just like finding the right vibrations, and I'm like, oh, cool, that's gonna go into part 2, and Paul's gonna figure that out, and that's how they're gonna get the weirding modules, which were destroyed, but they're gonna make them bigger, better. Nope, none of that. Don't worry about it, guys.
I seem to remember...
Lynch added a few things.
I think he added the weirding modules.
Well, they casually mentioned the weirding modules, or what, you know, the in the first one, but they were all destroyed, so I don't know. I was thinking I was going to come back, but they don't. How about the chair dogs? Nope, nothing with the chair dogs.
Yeah, no. I think it was, there's like a higher concept version of the weirding modules, like in the books, and David Lynch sort of condensed it down
into a blaster.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And I don't know. I seem to remember whoever was writing it, like, had read the books and was saying that, like, yeah, that's pretty much the only way you could get it to translate on screen. Yeah.
So yeah, they keep the weirder stuff to a minimal. I mean, it's already kind of weird sci-fi space opera kind of allegory for the Middle East and all that.
And let's face it, you're not going to out-weird David Lynch. I mean, you're not.
Or should you really try? I mean,
no. Although I wouldn't mind this director trying a shot at a Fire Walk with Me.
Pass. So
what happened to David Bowie?
Oh. And the last thing is, are they going to introduce clones? Because...
Oh, I think that's not till Messiah.
Yeah, that's part three. Yeah, yeah. Guys, clones start coming in and...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
Star Wars, you fucking hacks!
I'm pretty sure that's in Messiah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, so... Yeah, that wasn't introduced in part two as of yet. My next question. Are you hype as fuck for Dune Messiah after watching part two? Yes,
hell
of course.
Yeah. Look, yeah. We're watching the rise of the king. You ready to watch him fucking fall?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a copy of Children of Dune on the way, so we can watch. I don't know, the part four, I guess, the sequel or whatever. Yeah,
apparently, but... it's a mix of Messiah and Children of Dune.
Okay, because yeah, the Leto 2, Electric Boogaloo, he's coming around. It's gonna be great. And do you think others will be as hype for part two and, of course, part three after watching this movie? Like, we're hype, but do you think others will? Like, is it going to make $1 billion?
I hope so. God, I hope so.
Yeah, guys, we would really recommend checking it out. It really is a legitimately good film. Like I said, it's great character art. It's beautiful cinematography.
Yeah.
And fight choreography, too. I mean, there's some pretty cool little fight scenes.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, they hinted at in the first one some of the visions of the wars and stuff. Guys, they got a lot of extras for these. It doesn't feel like Clone Wars. It feels like a big, epic, old-school battle. This movie feels huge. This movie, like, feels sort of Lawrence of Arabia, like, with 1,000 extras.
Absolutely.
I don't think they had that many, but if I found out they did, I wouldn't be terribly shocked.
I'm sure there was a lot of CGI and stuff involved. But
there was a lot of stuff.
Still dozens.
There was a lot of stuff that could have been CGI'd, and you could tell they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep you on your toes, I guess. So based on... We watched it in, what, like a... third full theater.
Oh, but everybody was Thursday sitting next before. To us.
Yeah, of course, because we got ours like the moment we could get them, so we were
seems
top
like refresh,
row center.
Refresh.
I was excited to see it. Fuck you guys. but yeah, at 3 p.m. on a Thursday and all that. Do you think it's going to make $1 billion? Like, do you think a lot of people are going to watch it this weekend?
I hope so. Nothing else is really out.
I mean, this week.
Yeah.
I mean, Ghostbusters is coming out in, like, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Kung Fu Panda's coming out in, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, shit, I think that comes out next week.
Okay, yeah.
And then Godzilla Kong, whatever.
Yeah. I hope so. I think if it doesn't, it's because people sort of already forgot about the first one. Like, honestly, that's what I think.
Well, I think that's also why they've been, like, doing the preview things the past couple of weeks. At, like, the 84 in theaters that we almost went to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, blizzards.
Do you think anyone will be, like... Academy Awards for this movie.
Oh, I actually kind of hope Zendaya gets nominated.
Zendaya
she
was pretty damn good.
Good job.
I mean, yeah, she was legit in this movie. Spoilers, there's a movie coming out on my birthday that I have some questions about. But more on that in coming attractions in a couple weeks.
Couples.
Stop. Fucking savages with tennis. I'm trying to think of, like, standout performances. I mean, they were all great.
Everybody was really good.
Like even Chalamet, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he did an amazing job.
Becca Ferguson, maybe she got, like, a supporting actress nod or something, because she did pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll find out. It's obviously for next year, so it'll probably be forgotten by then. And you know what? Danny Villeneuve, give him
I mean,
give him
Skarsgård did a real good job as the villain.
Stellan Skarsgård?
I mean, Fade?
That wasn't Skarsgård.
That wasn't Skarsgård. Oh, all right.
Skarsgård's the Baron.
Who's playing?
Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
Elvis, baby.
Okay. Austin Butler did it. Although he might as well have been
Bill Skarsgård for the...
I think that's what I thought he was just...
Bald cap, so much makeup. He looks like Pennywise.
I think that's where my brain was just going, like...
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, maybe. Austin Butler was bad. I mean, I don't know. So
it's hard when everybody's so good to pick out individuals. Like, the downfall of this movie might be that everybody fucking killed it.
Plus, we don't know what's going to happen later this year. Maybe, I'm trying to think of even who's in. Maybe Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, will have some incredible performance from the Thai chick.
You mean Planet of the Kongs?
Planet of the fucking Kongs, followed like a month later by Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Guys, April is going to be fucking lit. So, I guess, are there really any other spoilers? All right, guys, spoilers. It's a great movie. Go check it out. Give them all your money.
Spoilers.
Anything else you want to throw in?
No, I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't know. Is that something to do with, apparently, the Lady Jessica being a Harkonnen?
Oh, yeah, she's a...
I didn't see that one coming, and I'm kind of like, who cares? But also, whatever.
She's the daughter of Baron Harkonnen.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh. You see, like, a little baby in the Baron looking at her like, did you know you were Harkonnen? Nope, not until I drank the water of life, and now I can't get that image out of my mind. Apparently, I was conceived by Heartplug.
Yeah, Fade has a child. Remember the Bene Gesserit?
Oh, yeah, shit.
So the Harkonnen bloodline is preserved.
That's right, Lea Sado or whatever. Yeah, mm-hmm. So for part three, guys, there's so many.
So that means Frilletto Jr. already has a rival,
right? He has no rivals, except he's a fucking Highlander. a lot more of the open-ended threads in the story arcs and stuff, part two, which means, like, part three, cool. Are they gonna try to weave some of those back in? Because they, for the most part, did for part one. I'm kind of curious what became of the human computers.
Yeah, the
Harkonnen one died. That's right. He died in the gas thing.
We don't know what happened to the Atreides one.
He was kidnapped. Or, he was taken hostage. We got a quick little scene of him. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, the cat milking thing. We were waiting for that to become part of the thing.
Yeah, with the weirder shit. There were, like, no human computers in this one.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, part three. I'm hyped for it. How about you, babe?
Oh, I'm so hyped.
Yeah.
Hyped!
Babe, you got anything coming up here in March? Babe?
Sorry, the human computers have left the room.
Her eyes just rolled in the back of her head for a second, and I'm like, did I...
Do we have anything coming up in March, Steve?
Well, I mean, we got Marky March.
Marky March!
Well, the Mark Hamill movie's coming up.
I'm due for a nap, Steve.
I guess.
We didn't even get to drink. Oh, that's what happened!
Oh,
the bar at the mall closed.
Oh, guys, okay, so we went to the Cinemark at the... I don't even know if it's still called Newgate Mall or whatever here in Ogden.
Yes.
We were gonna pregame at the About Time Pub and Grub or whatever the fuck. Our friends were there last week to pregame to watch the 1984 Dune that we couldn't make because snowstorm or whatever. We got there and it was closed and we're like, oh, it's like 2 o'clock on a Thursday. They usually open at like 11. Oh, there's a sign up.
Notice of abandonment. This property has been abandoned by its owners.
In the last week.
If you still have property inside, please contact the sheriff's department.
Yeah. Fucking great. And then we started walking through the mall because, you know, what else are we going to do? Yeah, it looks like it's been abandoned.
Dude, the used video game store that we used to go to, like, it used to be really full and had, like, basically an arcade in the back of that. The back of it looks like a broken shipping warehouse, and it looks like they're just selling off fixtures this point. There is an essential oils place that seems to be thriving. Hashtag Utah.
Assee's Candies.
Assee's Candies. They're still at Dillard's.
For now.
Shout out to Brian.
Hey.
Yeah, the Burlington Co. Factory is out of business.
Yeah, but we're not out of business. No. Yeah, we got Marky March, and then, of course, April. Oh, my God, it's going to be so fucking great. Oh, we watched so many previews, and, man.
Oh, there's so many bad movies coming out.
So many bad ones coming out. And we're going to watch some of them. But, yeah, we're other than that, babe, are you on social media at all?
I am. You can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Steve, where can we find you?
Oh, you can find us everywhere on all the major podcatchers and everything I learned for movies. Or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, and Blueski at EILF Movies. That's everything I learned from movies.
And I'm Izzy. I forgot what I learned from this movie.
Oh, what did you learn from this movie, babe?
Steve, on Neopets. One of the first Neopets created is called the Oozle.
Oh.
And it's a little kangaroo mouse creature, and I never fucking put it together until
Muad'Dib's the kangaroo mouse.
I know, but Oozle is his war name. Yeah. And I'm just like, that's not an accident.
It can't be. let's see, what did I learn from Doom Part 2? The Bene Gesserits, they get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, little squirrel thing. Oozle.
Yeah, totally. I'll see you, I guess, until next time. I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
The sleeper has awakened!
They didn't say it!
No, they didn't. Spoilers!
What's going on in the Congo? Things are pretty bad in the Congo right now. I hope you folks have lots of money.
Did you get the diamond?
No, the diamonds are here.
Kahega!
Stop eating my sesame cake.
Want green drop drink.
Who's got them? Tell me!
The bananas! Chicken bananas!
Chicken bananas!
You're in better hands than you should be.